The world can seem upside down at times, which has set me on a journey in search for love, truth, and ultimately personal freedom. I'm on a mission to help people find peace and healing so that each of us as individuals and ultimately the collective can be free from whatever keeps us stuck and skews our view of just how beautiful this life can be. Welcome to the Lucas Mack Show. Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to another episode of the Lucas Mack Show. I am Lucas Mack. Thank you for joining on this journey. And I just want to send blessings of love and light to all of you. This is the time. This is the time. I released an ebook a few months ago called Healing Our Souls to Find Our Light. And in the book, I talk about the time that is coming, which is first comes truth, then comes healing. And I heard that over and over and over again. And as we are watching events unfold, the truth is coming out. And the truth, I was talking to my daughter yesterday, my oldest daughter, and we're talking about the frog in the boiling pot. And if you, obviously we've all heard, if you put a frog into a boiling hot pot of water, it will jump right out. But if you leave the frog in the pot when the water's cold and warm it up, eventually it will die because it doesn't have that juxtaposition of sensation to know the environment that it's in. And I said, it's the very same thing with truth. Truth just can't be flashed on because we would all have a jerk reaction, a knee-jerk reaction. Some would have a jerk reaction, but a knee-jerk reaction. And it would be detrimental to the health of society, and it would be detrimental to our own health, our nervous systems, and really hindering our healing. So it must be done slowly. It's not going to kill us with that analogy, but it is being done in an incredibly slow and intentional way so that we don't have this reaction, that we don't hurt one another, that we can find peace within ourselves to cleave to the love of God that is available to each and every one of us, regardless of how you define God. I think it's so interesting watching everything crumble right now. The royal families have been discredited and the narrative around them are crumbling. Institutions, Harvard fires their president for plagiarism. The institution of education are crumbling. We have the entertainment industry, the Department of Homeland Security raided both of Sean Diddy Combs's homes in Los Angeles and Miami today. Every idol that has been falsely propped up, be it institution or individual, that replaces your identity inside the love of God is going to crumble. And the truth that we are waking up to is how beautiful, how divine, and how important you and I really are, which is why they have done everything, literally everything, to keep you from experiencing the fullness of yourself, to keep me from experiencing the fullness of myself. You know, it's no secret if you've listened to this podcast that my wife has had severe health issues the past 2 years. And I was challenged by a really good friend Friday who said that, she said, you're stronger than all this. You're bigger than all this. And meaning the spiritual power that we all have. She was talking to me about my spiritual power. And it was just a good challenge and a good reminder that this is an opportunity for all of us to step into the fullness of who we are. And yesterday when I was on a run, and then again this morning, I kept thinking about what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So what was standing out to me, what was reverberating is deliver us from evil. Something that I used to focus on quite a bit because I felt constantly surrounded by evil. And I was also in a fear state. So I left this form of fear-based Christianity into what feels like the land of the unknown and kind of left those words behind. But as I'm stepping more into the fullness of myself, and I want this to be applicable to all of you, as we all step into the fullness of ourselves, we're really left with the question who we are and how powerful are we? The media and the institutions tell us that we are not powerful at all, that we have no power. They steal our elections, our votes don't matter, our voices don't matter. Parents that speak out at school board meetings are on the FBI's watch list. They are at every opportunity they can telling the individual that their power has no sting, no bite, that they have no power. But that's not true. And I was reflecting on deliver us from evil, E-V-I-L, which is the opposite of L-I-V-E. So it's funny where it says lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It can also be said lead us into life. Lead us into life. Lead us into the land of the living. And putting that intention and putting that frequency and putting yourself in that place of trust and surrender, thy will be done. Just surrender to the ultimate good, to nature's God, which keeps everything in the right order, in its right time and place, in its season. To surrender to that divine timing is also to ask to be led unto life. The interesting thing about usually biblical narrative and rhetoric is it starts in the positive and then it goes into the negative. So it says, lead us, not into temptation. But the premise still is being led in every way except the one way that can take us to the path of the inversion of live, E-V-I-L or L-I-V-E. And so we have some tremendous, tremendous events about to unfold. We have this solar eclipse that is going to pass. You know, if you are online at all and you're tracking this stuff, the solar eclipse that went over the United States in 2017 crossed 7 cities named Salem, starting in Salem, Oregon. 7 cities named Salem, and Salem means peace. This eclipse on April 8th will cross over 7 cities named Nineveh. And Nineveh was the city that God told Jonah, the prophet, to go tell Nineveh to repent and return back to God. And Jonah did not do that. And he went his way and he ended up in the belly of a whale for 3 days, belly of a fish for 3 days. And he was eventually spit out. Some call that the 3 days of darkness in Jonah's 3 days of darkness. And he eventually tells Nineveh to repent. So here, this time, regardless of if you believe the Bible or not, the coincidence of the first 2017 eclipse taking place, crossing over 7 cities called Salem, and this crossing over 7 cities called Nineveh are mathematically impossible. Also, if you've listened to me talk about the numerology of 2017, when Trump enters office in 2017, the trumpets, Trump Pence, when the trumpets enter office, the world changes. Literally, the world was never the same after 2017. And if you add 2 + 1 + 7, you get 10. But in numeric code, you always drop the 0. So 2017 is year 1. It's the beginning of something new. Trump ushered in this new beginning. He brought everyone, if you were afraid, if you had hate in your heart, love in your heart, he is this figure that brought everything to the surface. 2018 adds to 11. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 is the year of witness. 2019 adds the 3. 3 is the number of God. 2019 was the last year of this semblance of the old world. 2020 comes the pandemic and adds to 4. 4 is the number of division. The first time the word divide is mentioned in the Bible is Genesis 1:4. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. 4 is always the number of division in the Bible. 400 years of captivity, 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, 40 days of fasting, 40 days of rain, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. 4 separates pre and post, past and future. Which is interesting. They always say hindsight is 2020. They're saying hindsight is 4 because you could see the diversion clearly. 5 is the number of life. The first day life is in a living creature in Genesis in the genetic code book. The genetic coding book is in day 5. We have 5 senses. 5 is the number of life. 6 is the number of man. That's 2022. 2023 was the year of completion. Completed this psychodrama. And 2024 adds to 8, which is the new beginning. So we now are entering the new beginning on 4/8/2024. Think of that. That's 12, it's 3, it's 8, it's 11, it's 2. It's bearing witness. You add all those numbers up. Or you could look at it as dividing the new beginning, the pre and post, 4/8. Either way, the eclipse that is coming will create massive change again. And with it, I really do believe it's for the positive. As truth continually comes forth, it does not though mean that things will not be without bumps. And in the United States, I know people listen all over the world, and I love you and I bless you. And I know your world is, you're going through things yourself. And in the United States though, there are countless amounts of illegal aliens crossing the border. Humans with intent that we don't know coming into this country, a lot of military age men into this country. And we don't know where they are. We don't know who's funding them. We don't understand. Most of Americans are, I think, somewhat aware, but don't know what to do. And so there's this interesting time that is about to come. And you had Q say military is the only way. And we have the National Guard deployed in the subways in New York City. And you have a lot of activity going on around the United States. And yet, regardless of all these circumstances, all these events that may or may not take place, there is nothing to be afraid of when we surrender, thy will be done. And ask to be led. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But if we have to be delivered from evil, the prayer really is to lead us into life. That's why Jesus says, I am. Who do we surrender to? The great I am. God says, I am that I am, meaning nothing created the Most High. We are what we are because we are made. God is that he is because nothing precedes him. So I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6 in the King James Bible. By me, not through me. Because all of us, that the teaching and the lesson that Jesus brought is you return back to the Creator God, the Most High, and you find that inner relationship with him and find that peace and to trust and to ask, lead us, lead me. The beautiful thing about the Lord's Prayer is it speaks as the us. It speaks in the plural. The individual prays it for the collective. I used to teach, never pray anything for anyone that you're not willing to pray for yourself. Lord, change them. Change me. God bless them, bless me. God heal them, heal me. Whatever we put out, we receive. So being conscious and intentional about what we put out is incredibly important. Again, I say this a lot in this podcast because I think it's important to reiterate. Solomon says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So everything that you say and I say right now, regardless of all the events taking place, are bringing more life or more death into your world, into your vision, into your life. Which is why it's so important to be grounded and to find that inner peace inside you, the still small voice inside you. Whatever you have to do, if you have to, I was talking to a friend about sound baths or meditation, or, you know, David says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So if you want to meditate, meditate. What's the law of the Lord? It's not the 613 mitzvot. It's not the 10 commandments. It's here. Everyone, love God with every fiber of your being and love your neighbor. Love every human being. Love them as yourself. And you first say, well, how? And I did a podcast recently with Cole Bombino. We were talking about it's almost impossible to love another person if you don't know yourself. How can you love yourself if you don't know yourself? So the inward knowing, the inward reflection, the understanding what makes you, what triggers you, what belief structures you're holding on to, what institutions you still believe are valid to persuade or dictate some belief that you don't know if it's first person in your life anyway. To let go of all these old ways. There are actually new ways. We want to return, ironically, to the old ways, which is the old ways is being back in right relationship with the Creator. We want to go back to the garden. We want to go back to the place where we have no shame, where we have no pain, where we have no fear, where we simply walk and talk and commune with one another in love and light and truth, beauty, and goodness. It's important, my dear brother and sister, during this time that you find this, that you find this and you rest in the truth that God is love, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And the Spirit of God, the Shekinah, the feminine energy of God is the comforting, is the comforter. Jesus said, I will leave you the comforter, the Spirit, which moves upon the face of the waters. It's interesting. Jesus walks upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Peter cries out to Jesus, said, if it's you, call me to come out. And Jesus says, come out. So Peter walks on the water. But as soon as he heard the wind and saw the waves, and he took his eyes off the pure love and light and calling and vision and started to look at the circumstances, he began to sink and he cries out to be saved. It's us returning back to this place to allow the comforting of the Most High to permeate every cell of our body. I understand what the churches say. I understand what the institutions say. I understand the cyclical nature of victimization of the individual saying you can't without fill in the blank. You can't do fill in the blank. I had a pastor tell me one time, even though I was baptized when I was younger, I think I was 13 years old and I was baptized full water immersion baptism. I had a pastor tell me because I wasn't baptized in a King James church or in the name of the King James Bible or something, that I should be rebaptized. I mean, there is always going to be someone that tells you you can't except for a church, a community, your family, your degree, your institution, your background, whatever. But none of it is true. The truth is you and you alone are the only one that knows why you are here on this earth, on this heart, E-A-R-T-H, earth, H-E-A-R-T, heart. Why are you on this heart? They call it Mother Earth, the mother's heart. Why are you on or in the mother's heart? What vision must be birthed inside of you? Seek that. Bring that forth, because where we are going is such a beautiful time to share our individual gifts, to ask questions of one another, to commune with one another, to be in community with people that we find delight in and delight from. So as we enter these coming days, as the world seems absolutely insane, the only thing that is insane is the revelation that it's always been insane. The stars and celebrities and the Freemasonry and all their symbolism and all their secret societies and their covens and their curses and their spells and their doctrines and dogmas and incantations and all their seances and all the dark energies that they think they are using on their behalf for their power are all being returned upon them right now. Everything will be revealed. Every lie will be revealed and truth will abound. They have no power apart from that which we have allowed to influence us, because we have forgotten how powerful we are. And it is time to awaken to the truth that life and death proceed out of your mouth. That the Most High Creator, above all things, beyond all things, still in that infinite space beyond time, beyond space, beyond even conscious understanding, still identifies you as an individual and loves you. That is an incredible concept. Inside you, you have your own father and mother and inner child. And I don't mean your biological parents. I mean, energetically, you are your own father, you are your own mother, and you are your own inner child. And to put those three back in right relationship with one another will do more for your well-being and peace of mind and peace in your heart and your nervous system to align, will do more than all teachings, all doctrines, all abdicating one's own power. This is the time, dear brother and sister, for you to experience the truth, beauty, and goodness that is waiting for you now. As I'm talking, I'm hearing, yes, go get some food, have extra food, have some water, have some supplies. Don't rely on the supply chain. Call your local farmer. Get some beef, get some food. But that's not because you're afraid of what will happen. That's because you're waking up to being a good steward of your body and life and not relying on the institutional supply chains that may or may not exist. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying you have abdicated your responsibility for your life for long enough, and it's time to awaken to your truth, beauty, and goodness. So have some supplies. We never know what's going to happen, but I do know ultimately truth is coming. And healing is coming on the other side of truth. And we are going to experience such a beautiful time. People are going back to the earth, farming, homesteading, farm schools, forest schools, regenerative farming, food forestry. We're waking up to what it means to be human again, to live on this earth again. And it's so beautiful. So thankful to be alive at this time. I count it a great joy and a great blessing to be alive at this time with all of you sojourning in this space together. I see the analytics of the show. People are all over the world. I'm a top 200, which is kind of a low on the total pool, I guess, but top 200 spiritual podcasts in Spain, top 200 spiritual podcasts in Russia, top 200 spiritual podcasts in Sweden. It's really, this podcast is all over the world, and it's really beautiful. And I honor each and every one of you, and thank you for your light, and thank you for your love, and thank you for staying with me on this journey throughout my ups and downs, throughout my struggle and battle with a very real experience and very real traumas. And yet I return, and I always will return to the place of surrendering to the Most High. And that's my encouragement to you. So as I wrap this podcast, I just want to encourage you all to stay in that place. Stay in love, stay in surrender. Lead us not into temptation, but still lead us. And deliver us from the inversion of live, and lead us into life. Life, 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 life more abundantly, overflowing, filled to the brim, life. I'm Lucas Mack. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If this is your first time on the podcast, please like and subscribe. Put a comment, rate the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out if you need some support in your life. I have some coaching spots open, and I'm happy to support anyone who is feeling stuck during this time. So reach out to me. As always, I love you all. Thank you for joining. I am Lucas Mack, and this is the Lucas Mack Show. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening. If you're struggling to break free and need support, go to my website at lucasmack.com. There you'll find resources like videos and ebooks, and also information on how to work with me for coaching. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.